I have been criticized for even using Facebook, but you know, my opinion is you know, if you're already on there, too late. You know, you can't delete your account, folks. It is far too late to backtrack now. So you might as well hijack it essentially and try to use it to spread information. You know, at least use it while you can, unless you get banned for posting offensive content, which is quite easy these days.
I believe the correct pronunciation is Facebook.
Yeah.
I've always thought about this, why people don't use Facebook. Yeah. I'm afraid of being surveilled while they're emailing me this or while they're Skyping me this.
While they're calling you on their cell phone, of course.
or while they're text messaging me this. And the example that I tell them is the samurai example. In Japan, I think this was made famous by the movie with Tom Cruise called The Last Samurai, which was filmed, incidentally, in New Zealand. They refused to use modern weaponry. And guess what happened? They got annihilated. If you do not use the modern warfare techniques, if you choose to keep doing things the old way that has been surpassed, that is now ineffective by comparison to the new technology, you will be annihilated. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
Use the weapons of the enemy against them.
If it came down to it, if I really wanted to be, you know, ultra privacy, I'd be printing out leaflets in, you know, off my little cheapo printer here in my apartment and handing them out, and you know, I'd probably reach maybe 100 people, 99 of which wouldn't care. They'd throw it away immediately. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And you know, unfortunately, especially here in the United States or anywhere for that matter, when you're using the internet, unless you are a privacy freak, and by that I mean you are using a virtual PC through a VPN connection, then using another VPN once you connect through that virtual PC, and then using that to connect to a proxy server, all with a browser with no scripts enabled, and then even then maybe connecting to another virtual PC, and then using that to browse the web. That's the only way that you would remain even remotely anonymous on the internet. And even then, you know, all they have to do is throw a Trojan on your computer and boom, it really doesn't matter at all. And of course, there's companies out there. The Wall Street Journal, of all publications, covered this. They basically got their hands on a lot of promotional material by these companies who advertise surveillance software, basically, is what they do. And one company advertised that they can serve fake Adobe update prompts and iTunes update prompts that look 100% legitimate. You cannot tell they're fake, but you click it and it actually installs a Trojan, which monitors every single thing you do on your computer remotely. No amount of proxies and VPNs and virtual machines and all this kind of stuff can prevent that, unfortunately. And then, of course, there's the good old cell phone and the good old, old-fashioned traditional bug, so to speak, you know, but now everyone carries around a personal surveillance device in their pocket. So it's really, you know, why place a physical bug when you carry one on you?
Yeah, and under Project Echelon, which is signed by the English-speaking countries, you know, Canada, United States, New Zealand, Australia, and the UK, it's illegal for the New Zealand government to surveil the New Zealand citizens. But it's not illegal if the UK does it, or if the Australians do it, or the Americans, or the Canadians. It's illegal for the Americans to surveil the American population, but it ain't illegal for them to surveil the Canadians and the UK, and right? So what they did is they created this agreement called Project Echelon so that they would share information. Every single text message, every single phone call, every single email, all forms of digital communication. I think it's like, allegedly, the telephone companies here in New Zealand are required by law to keep up to 1 year of information on every cell phone number.
Only a year?
Only a year. And I think most people change their cell phones every other month or something like that. So they've got, like, you know, lists, a long list. You know, they can tell how many numbers you've had over how long. It's just insane. And And just think about how long and how much data that they would be having to consume. And allegedly, there's this massive data storage center in like Cheyenne Mountain in the States or something like that, that is so power hungry and is expanding so rapidly that it's causing brownouts in the United States. You know, but these people have so much information that's all red flagged for analysis and things like that. And I'm just talking about what they were capable of doing like maybe 10, 15 years ago. God knows what they're able to do now.
Yeah, the NSA is actually building a $2 billion data center in Utah precisely for that. It's going to have, you know, be able to store more data than any other facility on Earth, you know, several thousand times over, reportedly, of course, because it's all ultra, ultra top secret. But, you know, it's interesting. Here in the United States, we have the National Counterterrorism Center, which is a little known entity, really, and they collect personal information on Americans. Credit card transactions, phone conversations, email, you know, web activity, whatever it may be. And they've given themselves the authority. This is literally what they did. They just gave themselves the authority to hold information on Americans with no links to terrorism. No links to terrorism. That is a very important fact for up to 5 years. And then, of course, they can just do it again for another 5 years. I mean, there's nothing stopping them, you know, whatsoever. So New Zealand, I say only 5 years, kind of tongue in, I mean, only 1 year, kind of tongue in cheek, because here in the U.S. it's 5 years, and it's not just phone records; it's all records, it's all personal records. It's absolutely insane. And here in the U.S., for instance, we have the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, which is absolutely disgusting, and it was reauthorized very recently. I believe it was in December. But all they have to do is say that they believe that someone participating in the communications is outside of the United States, and then they can monitor it. But the key word is belief, and then they can start the surveillance 1 week before even submitting the request. And then if it's denied, which like never happens, I mean it's absolutely ridiculous the approval rate of these requests. Then they can continue to conduct surveillance during the appeals process. And in many cases, they don't even have to specify what is actually being monitored and surveilled. I mean, it's really laughable, but it, I mean, it's scary because the vast majority of senators and Congress people vote for these types of things. I mean, and it's all, of course, done in the name of fighting terrorism. You know, those big bad terrorists that are, you know, itching to get at our nuclear weapons and stuff. Which reminds me, just today, I was talking to someone at the place where I eat breakfast. And we were talking about how this 82-year-old nun and two others literally walked onto the Y-12 National Security Complex, which is called the Fort Knox of Uranium, colloquially. And it is the place where they literally do all of the enrichment. I mean, it has most of the weapons-grade uranium in the United States. This place is supposed to be absolutely completely secure. 82-year-old nun walks onto the place, sets off several alarms, and then hangs out there throwing, I think it was paint, and maybe some animal blood or something on walls and stuff for 2 hours before they're arrested. I mean, yes, this is we should really be worried about terrorism because apparently they can't stop an 82-year-old nun. But the moral of the story is if a terrorist really wanted to get at nuclear facilities and all these various things and, you know, they stopped doing background checks at chemical plants, if there really was this giant terrorist threat, don't you think they would have done something by now and the FBI wouldn't have to be framing people over and over and creating terrorism? I mean, it really is insane at this point to use that as a justification for continuing to strip our rights.
Well, I think people have got to get used to the idea that privacy is an illusion that no longer exists.
It's very true. And, I mean, even in your own home.
To that point, I say let them watch. Let them watch. Let them listen to this show. Let them read all those posts that I put up on the thing. Every single analyst or whatever that gets put through that is actually being exposed to our propaganda as they're surveilling it. And our propaganda works just as well, if not better, than the enemy propaganda. So by surveilling us and watching everything that we do, it's actually counterproductive to their cause, because they're waking up their own tyrannical employees to the fact that they're, oh my God, I'm serving tyranny and scumbags.
Yeah, it's very true, and when it comes down to it, I do hope they listen, and I do hope they read my website. That would be wonderful. I'm sure they're reading it and saying, wait a second, all of this stuff is actually heavily sourced, and wait, what? That you can't disprove any of this, you know? And I'm not saying it's unfalsifiable in that, you know, it's an assertion that can't be proved or disproved. It can be easily proved or disproved, and everything that I write about can easily be verified. I mean, all this stuff is easy. I'm not claiming, you know, I have secret, you know, government sources in Area 51 who are feeding me top secret insider info or anything. I don't cover stuff like that. It's all 100% public, and that's what's scary to me, because, you know, who knows what's going on behind the scenes, really. I mean, if this kind of stuff is just the public information, you know, I can't even begin to imagine what the secret information is like.
Well, exactly. And I think the public's so dumbed down at this point, they think secret sources are what they get on their Big Mac.
Yeah, yes, that's very true. And I don't know if you guys have...
They think a technocrat is a DJ, you know?
It's very true, actually. I heard someone in one of my classes not too long ago asking what a technocrat was, and, you know, saying something to that effect. Isn't it, you know, a type of music or something like that?
You know, you can't make this stuff up. That's the thing. You got to focus, right? So here's the point. I'm speaking to Madison Rupert from endthelie.com. Been speaking to him for about one hour, 10 minutes or whatever. And we're talking about really important stuff that actually matters. I will not subject myself to hanging out with people who don't know what the hell they're talking about, don't care about humanity, and aren't doing anything important with their lives. It is not worth my time. I don't watch reality television. I barely even watch the news anymore because it's so pointless. You know, people have got to prioritize. What are you spending your time on? No, seriously, ladies and gentlemen listening, what are you spending your time on? Who are you spending your time with? Is it important? Is it worth it? Are you somehow learning or evolving or changing humanity for the better in some way, shape, or form? If the answer is no, you're not doing anything important.
It's far too true, and nowadays it's even easier to distract ourselves with anything and everything that has no relevance to real life whatsoever. If it is, you know, incredibly engrossing video games that can suck people into this alternate reality so much so that they literally die because they don't eat or drink, because they think, you know, their character eating and drinking will actually keep their real bodies alive, or, you know, if it's reality television or movies that are pumped out like every single second. I mean, it's just amazing how easily you can pull yourself out of reality these days.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, the reality is you can't stay with us forever, and we're about to come to break. So, Madison, thank you very much for your time. EndTheLie.com is his website. Cheers, bro.